I can't listen to
podcasts. I can't just like straight up listen to it like I actually have.
Hey, that's what I did at work.
Hey, we got the podcast going, boys. I think. What should we call it?
So we're making up the name on the podcast.
Okay.
Introduce yourself first.
Okay, I'm Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Okay, if we're going by our made-up names, then I'm Brohan.
I understood that reference.
Well, I'm just Carson. I don't really have a nickname or anything.
Idiot.
Yeah, I'm sped and gay.
I'm Jason.
Like Jason Bourne.
No,
like
Jason
Voorhees, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Voorhees, bro.
Oh, okay. So, this is our podcast. It's probably going to be boring as fuck.
This is my podcast. Wait, no, this is our podcast.
This is our podcast.
This is your podcast. Hosted by you.
Okay, let's have a podcast.
That's what we're doing right now, bro. All right. Let's have a podcast.
All right, so
let's have a podcast.
What do y'all want to talk about?
First topic
first
we should
of all,
talk
I don't
about.
Have a chair.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Liberals.
That doesn't mean
what? You can't say that on my podcast.
That's controversial.
Because I'll get demonetized.
We're not making any money, Alex.
We're not making any money.
I mean, I'm sorry, Cheeseburger.
We're literally broke living out of our mom's basement right now.
We're in the kitchen.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I have two dads.
One thing I actually do have a problem with podcasts, if it's people I don't know, is knowing who is who. So, like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I mean, you can't see the people talk, so you don't know
who's
saying
what. That's why you watch podcasts, not listen to them.
Yes. Well, is this a video?
No. We can make a video. We can have a tripod, and we can set up our cameras, and...
No, we can't. Right.
But what I'm saying is, I think we need...
This is the
we
preliminary
need to say our
stages.
Names and then say
okay.
A sentence.
Let's restart. All right. I am Alex, a.k.a. Cheeseburger.
It smells like wet dog.
Sorry. All right. Next.
I am Connor, a.k.a.
The
legend, I guess.
A.k.a. Connor.
I'm Braden, a.k.a. Brohan.
Yeah, Brohan.
You could add a of La Filth to that, but it
and Connor.
I'm Carson, aka Nobody.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what should we talk about? Talk about, boys.
Teens addicted to nicotine.
So
what are your
thoughts?
What are your thoughts on that?
We know a lot of those.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, I only know one addicted. I know a lot who do it. I only know one who's actually addicted.
I think someone is getting there. Yeah, I think they're getting there. Two people. They're getting there.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who? I'm just kidding. Sorry. We can't.
It's a secret.
We can't.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Was.
We're in the name drop, like,
was,
right here.
Is.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah.
All right.
All right.
Marvel
films.
Let's talk about movies. All right. Okay. Who do you think plays the best Spider-Man and why?
Tom Holland. Having this argument for the millionth time. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My vote is Tom Holland. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think we got two on Tom.
Two
Holland
Tom
right
Holland.
Now.
Two Tobey Maguire. Right.
All right.
Yep. Yes.
All right, I'm gonna say your name and you tell me. All right, Carson.
I just feel like he fits the description more.
Just
of like
it's either Spider-Man. Just give me the name. Just give me the name. It's either Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, or Andrew Garfield.
Tom Holland. Yes.
Tom Holland.
Tobey Maguire.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with Tobey Maguire. Okay. Who wants to go first?
What's your all's argument on why he's a better Spider-Man?
Team Maguire versus Team
Tom.
Tom Holland. All right.
Okay. Versus Team Netherlands.
Yeah. All right.
Team Britain, I guess. So. What?
Holland is
Holland.
Another,
oh,
is another
okay.
name for
okay,
the Netherlands.
Okay, I see what you're
you
doing.
All
right. Okay. I see what you're doing.
You want to go first? I kind of want them to go first because...
Right, so you can counter it?
Yes, you get to go first.
All right. Congratulations.
All right. Carson, you go.
All right, well, I don't really have... really? All right, so I don't really have much of an argument. It's just that he kind of fits the description of Spider-Man a lot more than, like, any of them because he's, like, a younger teen. And, like, if you see in, like, all, like, the cartoons and all that, like, that's how you view Spider-Man as, like, a young teen, like, high school age. And just kind of like growing up and being taught things from like other older mentors, like the Avengers, like Tony Stark and all them.
Okay.
Well, you see, here's the thing.
Uncle Ben. All right. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that that is one version of Spider-Man, but
there's also another.
There's also another one.
Yes.
I mean, there are a whole lots of them, but yes. The version of Spider-Man that we prefer is like the one back in like the 90s.
The early cartoon show.
Yeah, the early cartoon show. He was a college kid. All right.
He was older.
He was older. Tobey Maguire is a college kid and older. And that's how he was in the comics for like 50 years. Whereas the younger version was really only around for like 20.
Yeah. And also, like, this Peter Parker, or Tobey Maguire, this Peter Parker was like had more consequences than Tom Holland, because Spider-Man's about having consequences, you know? See what I'm saying?
It's in like the phrase.
Yeah, and that's what makes him a better hero. But in like Spider-Man Homecoming, he basically, that bomb, he lets his friend hold on to that bomb, and he's like, oh, okay. And then he goes to that party, and his friend gets mad, and the next day, he just forgives him. Like, what?
That's true. Wait, explain that again.
Like, you know the scene where he's at the party?
Yeah.
And he wants, since he knows Peter Parker is Spider-Man, he wants Spider-Man to show up at that party. But then he's about to, and then he decides not to. And instead, Ned gets mad and forgives him. Usually, today, they would not forgive you for a little bit, but it would be just so quickly, you know? Like,
I mean, he does have the excuse of, there was bad guys.
Yeah.
It is a movie.
Yeah, it is
a movie. And it is a movie, yes. And, like, they're supposed to be, like, 15 years old, so.
Now, I'll agree with your whole consequence thing, but you're kind of going after the wrong issue.
I will agree with the consequence
thing. I got carried away because I was trying to flex on the podcast. I'm sorry. All right. So, Braden, what do you think?
All right. I think Tom Holland is a better Spider-Man because he kind of resembles more of that teenage, I don't really know the wording for it. Kind of more upbeat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not as laid back and like knows what he's doing. And I think that really fits more of how teenagers feel, really. And I think it just makes him more relatable. And
To teenagers.
Yeah. And to everybody, because everybody's been a teenager, you know. Everybody goes through the awkward stage, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I said this a while
back. I think even kids feel like that, but it just gets more vocal as they become teens, and then obviously once they reach adulthood, they become more comfortable and learn how to control it the majority of the time. But I think that's just why Tom Holland Spider-Man is better, because, well, one of my arguments for why it is.
Okay.
It really just comes down to which version you prefer.
Yeah, like,
also I think sentimental value.
Oh, okay.
It has a big role.
Tobey Maguire.
Because when I first watched the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, I was.
Were you not interested?
11, 12 years old, something like that.
Were you interested in them, or no?
Not really, because I was. Like, I liked Captain America at that time. Like, that's when I was super into Captain America.
So, my guess is basically... So,
it was kind of hard to, you know, be like, oh, Spider-Man, even though it was, you know, irrelevant to the MCU at the time. So, I never had that connection to the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Or the Sam Raimi.
So, Tom Holland is basically the first interpretation you really even knew about.
Yeah, and when Homecoming came out, I was literally the same age that Spider-Man was supposed to be in that movie. So I just felt very relatable.
So you're very relatable. The most relatable to you?
It is, yeah. Okay. And I think that's why I personally like Tom Holland's Spider-Man better. I think We can go into this for a long time on how I feel about this, but I think the
like what
I think you- I think with what the with the circumstances that Spider-Man or the MCU was in when they introduced Spider-Man, I think that was the best they could have done. You know, because if they threw in Uncle Ben, you would have just seen that for the third time in a decade. And you know.
Yeah. So
it would have been a lot more to put in, and then the pacing just would have been so off. So I think they went, they did the best they could with that.
Carson, what are you doing over there?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, cool. Well, that's our show. We'll see you. I'm just kidding. I don't know what else to talk about.
All right, so how about like latest news? Like what? Like.
I don't think this is resolved yet.
Do you like this? Do you like this podcast?
It will never be resolved, Brayden.
It will never be resolved. And the people listening, if there is any,
we'll disagree.
We'll have to suck up and...
Yeah. We don't want to hear you.
I don't know if this app has a comment section. But if it does...
I think it does. I'm not sure.
Give us your argument.
Yeah. Let me think. I don't know what to talk about. How about... 20 things?
Latest YouTube drama.
All right. On the topic of Marvel, how do you feel about re-releasing Avengers Endgame?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think
we should touch on that a little bit. Well, I won't be able to see it, though, because I'll be on vacation. But pretty excited for it, I guess.
I think it's pretty scummy.
I do, too.
Did you hear what they're adding to it, though? They're adding a credit scene with the Hulk in it.
It's probably just him learning to turn into the Hulk and be Bruce at the same time.
Or a funny scene.
I mean, people are just going to set through the same movie again just for an end credit scene, and they're just going to pay.
I heard there's
going to be Stanley tribute.
There's going to be a Stanley tribute.
That's just from the Russo brothers and something else.
It was
Far From Home scene.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Avengers Endgame, you have to experience that on the big screen. You have to.
Yeah.
But an end credit scene, a Stanley tribute, and a message from the Russo brothers, do you have to experience that on the big screen?
No.
I can almost guarantee, that they will release those extra scenes with the DVD Blu-ray copy. So what's the point, you know?
I mean, when it comes down to it, this whole thing is just a last-ditch effort to try to beat Avatar in the box office.
That's what I was about to say.
Freaking Marvel is, well, and more Disney has just been way too obsessed with money for
more Disney than
years.
Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably do pretty good in the box office, but I don't think... I mean, I feel like a lot of people are going to go watch it just for that.
They're only 50 million behind, and they should pass Avatar soon.
Oh, they'll definitely pass Avatar.
Yeah.
Are they trying to beat Avatar overall, or like...
Like, it's trying to become the top gross, or the highest paid movie at the box office of all
time.
Yeah,
worldwide or international.
Yeah.
Is it already biggest opening weekend? Or was that Avatar or something else?
I have no idea.
I
don't even understand how Avatar got that much money. That movie sucks.
It was
because it was the
revolutionary.
It was revolutionary.
CGI.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get my cat.
Hold up. Stupid Avatar.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're just doing it just kind of to make more money, and they could have easily just released that in like the next movie or some Spider-Man movie or something like that. I mean,
but here's the thing. I would have easily assumed that it would have beat Avatar when it come out in the first place. And I think they would have assumed that as well. So why would they just naturally not put that in there? Obviously, now that I'm saying this, I guess they could just say, well, we were going to put it in the DVD if it beat it. And if it didn't beat it, they could put it back in theaters or something like that. Yeah.
I don't really want to say anything because
you don't know 100% that's why they did it, you know.
I think I know 100% that's why they did it. I think Disney has gotten themselves into a place where unless their movie is literally the number one movie in the world at the time, if it's not that, they're disappointed.
Yeah.
They just, I mean,
Doesn't Disney...
Just because Toy Story 4 didn't automatically become the highest grossing opening weekend for an animated movie ever.
Was it? Really?
No.
No, it wasn't.
It didn't
become that. And they got really upset.
But because it didn't become that, they're disappointed. They're calling it a disappointment just because it didn't reach the top that quickly.
So, what do y'all think about Far From Home?
Not out yet.
I know.
I'm excited, though.
Have you heard the critics, though?
I've heard it's the best Spider-Man movie ever.
The critics say that about every movie that ever...
They said
that's true.
They said that about Venom. The Last Jedi.
They said that about... they said they hated Venom, but I personally...
I liked Venom.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Also, they hated Solo. I liked Solo.
I haven't even seen Solo.
You haven't?
It's good.
Oh, it's actually really good.
We need to watch that.
I've seen Rogue One. We're
watching that tonight.
All right. We can watch Solo tonight. I'm down. It's a good movie.
I've seen Rogue One. That's it.
Rogue One... I know a lot of people actually liked Rogue One, but I will take the risk of arguing that I didn't think it was great.
Yeah, I didn't like Rogue One.
It was good, but I know it's like a one and done kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when I watch a movie, I want to feel connected to the characters.
Yeah.
And I didn't give a crap.
That movie is arguably the best. Objectively, in terms of how it was directed and how,
The direction,
The dialogue and all that, but you just have the only connection you can make with the characters is the connection that you make with them in that movie.
Yeah,
because they all die at the end.
I think one thing that really builds a connection to a character in a movie is seeing them at the end and seeing what they have overcome. And I think an example is the first Avengers movie, they all survive, right? And then, obviously they had their own movies before, but you kind of like them more. But in Avengers Age of Ultron, Quicksilver, spoilers, dies. I don't think I need to say spoilers for that. But Quicksilver dies, and everybody was like, you know what? Quicksilver was garbage. And nobody... A lot of people don't even remember that he was in that. So I think that's...
You didn't see that coming.
Well, thing about Quicksilver is he kind of got... He was put in a bad place.
Well, the point isn't that Quicksilver isn't memorable. I think it's the direction of the story and the characters not surviving at the end while being introduced in the same movie.
But also, Rogue One was an objectively good movie, whereas...
It was a good movie.
Age of Ultron was an objectively okay movie with a good villain.
Yes, the villain was amazing. I love Ultron.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Please bring Ultron back.
He might. That'd come be back. Cool. I heard there's a rumor somebody tries to build Ultron back. I don't know. The guy from Civil. I heard the guy from Civil War.
Oh.
Will build another
Baron
Ultron.
Zemo.
Yeah, but I doubt that. That's just something.
That'd be cool, actually.
That's just something I heard.
The big rumors now, in terms of the next villain of the entire franchise,
Keanu Reeves is Galactus.
I hope not. Keanu Reeves is Adam Warlock, but...
That would be awesome.
People are thinking either... help me out. Green Goblin. Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn.
But not Green Goblin.
How
would
he
Osborn.
Be a bigger villain than Thanos? I don't
not
understand.
A bigger one. They don't have to...
They just have to make somebody who's a bad guy for them to fight.
Yeah, they don't need to top it.
For more than one movie.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard to top Thanos. He's already basically the biggest villain they got.
Yeah.
Of all time. Of the MCU.
And it's, if it is going to be Norman Osborn, it's not going to be Green Goblin. It's going to be the leader of the Dark Avengers.
I don't know. I wasn't really into the comics.
Okay. Well, the Dark Avengers are they're basically a version of the Avengers, but they're all
bad.
Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Norman Osborn is Iron Patriot.
Okay.
And I can't remember some of the other members, but they're all just basically villains, that Norman Osborn puts in to replace the Avengers, and they're kind of a villain team.
So it's kind of like it's kind of like what Iron Man was trying to do with the Ultron suits around the world, kind of thing. In a way, so they, you know, they wouldn't have to take up all of the. You know what I mean? It might not make any sense.
Hmm? You all right, Carson?
Yeah. I don't think I'm following you.
So they could have more of a break. I don't think that's. Boredom is that, I don't think that's what. Right now.
Yeah, well, I see what you're saying.
I just need to stop talking.
But this is like more like replacing the Avengers. Okay. Not really adding to them.
Mm-hmm.
And since, you know, spoilers.
For what?
Spoilers? For Endgame.
Okay.
Since Iron Man is not dead, this would be a perfect vacuum for.
Wait, Iron Man is dead.
He said isn't dead.
Yeah, right. Since Iron Man is not dead, that'd be the perfect vacuum for an Iron Patriot to kind of come in.
Yeah.
And then the other big.
Was it Rhodey Iron Patriot?
He's War Machine.
Yeah, but
yeah, he did. He
was called Iron Patriot. Yeah.
In I think what was it?
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3. Yeah. I guess that was kind of a nod to the character, but
yeah.
And then the other big possibility is a guy named Kang the Conqueror,
mm-hmm.
And he's like a time warlord, basically like
that would
kind of like Thanos but through time.
Okay.
Should we end the podcast?
No. We're only 20 minutes in. We should not end this.
I mean, most podcasts are about 40 minutes to an hour. And
yeah,
I mean,
we still got a lot to talk about.
I mean, we still got a bunch of topics. I think what we should do is get off the whole Avengers topic right now and focus on something else.
Can we pause it?
That's a little bit different enough.
Oh, they can still hear us.
Huh? Yeah, it's okay.
I had to text my mom. Let's see this real quick. Sorry.
Don't grab it by the neck, you freaking tard.
Oh my gosh.
Grab them right there. They have skin.
That car wreck we saw, somebody died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a person trapped in the car.
Yeah, they died.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so on our way home from church today, we were just driving past.
We don't want to, we're not talking about this in the podcast, but rest in peace.
Rest in peace to whoever it was. I mean,
yeah, just rest in peace.
But
sorry for your loss.
A semi hit some little red car.
I'm gonna get demonetized.
And just it absolutely it just absolutely destroyed the car.
We don't have to talk about it on a podcast.
Why not?
Because what if they don't want us to what if they don't want us?
We can't talk about car wrecks. It's something that happens every single day.
We can talk about car wrecks, but not this specific.
We can turn this into a positive thing. Do not drink and drive.
Yes, I mean,
do not drink and drive.
Yeah,
I mean, how do we know that it was drinking and driving?
You know that's what it was?
No.
No?
No, I feel like the semi rear-ended the car while it was trying to turn or something. I feel like that's what happened.
I think it slammed into the side of it because it, no joke, it looked like it was in the middle of being crushed by a crusher.
This is
yes, it looked
car.
Like it.
And then they just
car.
Took it
It looked
out
like it was putting an impactor and then just they took it out halfway through and was like, screw it, we're not going to do this anymore.
The car, this was the car. This is what the car looked like.
I have a picture
like
of
that. It. That's what it looked like. Except this part was like that.
You think of the width of a car.
That's
what it looks like.
You think of the width of a car. It was pushed down to half of it.
That's
it was
bad.
Squished down to half of a car.
It's like somebody.
It looks like a Mini Coupe after that.
Ran it over with a tank.
But I couldn't see anybody like inside or anything.
It's like a war zone. My mom texted me.
Let me see the picture.
It was terrible.
Yeah, your mom texted you back.
But yeah.
I mean, it's just.
It's crazy.
I know, it's just like. Your whole life can change in the matter of seconds just by someone's slip up of just ramming you in the back. No.
Well, it was kind of wet outside.
Yeah, I mean, the semi could have not been able to slow down, or the car could have swerved over into the other lane, or.
That probably would be on the news in a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything, but. I mean, I feel like shit happens and can't really change it. I mean.
All right. Well, I guess rest in peace to the the family of who they lost to the whoever passed away. So let's just
get off the topic.
I don't want to end this on a depressing note.
I mean, our podcast just got super depressing.
It did.
It got really depressing. So, I mean, have any of y'all seen a Quentin Tarantino movie?
I've seen two.
I
showed you those two, too.
Yeah, I've seen Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction.
Oh, my God. I really want to see movies. Django.
Django?
Yeah, I haven't seen Django.
I want to see that one as well.
Django, and I really want to see...
Hateful Eight. I want to see Hateful Eight really bad.
What is it? Inglourious Bastards. I want to see that one.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to see that new one he's got coming out.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big fan of what I've seen so far.
Tarantino?
I'm not a big fan of his early stuff.
Oh, why not?
I don't think it was his directing. I think it was the writing I didn't care for.
It was his first movie, though. It wasn't bad for a first movie.
Yeah. But I'm not completely giving up on him. Like I said, I'd still like to see...
Yeah.
Basically all the other movies he's made. But yeah.
So, what's your favorite Tarantino movie?
Well, I've only seen two.
Yeah, but like, which
but one out of better? Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs.
What would you pick between Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction?
I can't really say because the problem I have with them is, like I said, the writing. Like, I didn't...
Well, just pick the one you hate the least.
Like, which one?
That's hard, then.
I
don't hate neither one of them.
Well, just pick the one you dislike the least.
I was just bored during both of them.
You were bored?
Yes.
What?
I mean, from what I hear, Pulp Fiction is kind of has a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, I liked Pulp Fiction more.
It had a great cast.
Mainly because of the Bruce Willis scenes.
Yeah, but Bruce, like, the whole story is just mixed up, but it, like, ties in, you know? Because, like...
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I was okay with that. It was...
Yeah. But, like, Bruce Willis...
I didn't understand the story very much. I think all of Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction kind of just felt like it was just life moving on for, like... somebody's life for like 2 days or something like that. It didn't feel like this person overcoming something or something like that. And I guess, yes, that would be kind of a something that people would enjoy because it's new and different. But personally, I thought it was odd and I didn't care for it. And I found myself getting bored.
They're both in the movies?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Such a great movie. Pulp Fiction is a great movie.
I think that's why I like Pulp Fiction more is because it escalated a lot.
Oh, you were talking about Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction more because it escalated so much and it got really weird.
About Reservoir Dogs first, right? I thought you were talking about Pulp
Fiction. Well, I was talking about what I've seen in general. Okay.
Yeah. Should we end it in the podcast?
No, I feel like there's still some stuff to talk about.
Here, let's talk about something stupid.
Okay. What about Post Malone? What y'all thinking?
Cool guy. Is he in the news recently for something? I don't.
Well, I mean,
stupid stuff to talk about. In a.
He said Australia. The new Crocs dropped today. So I mean, he's dropping some Crocs.
Somebody. Oh, Posties.
Yeah, he's already dropped a pair of Crocs and apparently.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he dropped a pair of Crocs for his Beer Bongs and Bentley album, and they were like one of the fastest shoes to sell out. I think of 2018 or something like that. They sold out in like 10 seconds.
Faster than the Yeezys.
Faster than the Yeezys. They sold out in like 10 seconds. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I got something to talk about. All right, did y'all know Big Bird is transgender?
No, and I don't think we really cared.
Big Bird is transgender. That's a touchy subject.
He's a transgender. Did y'all not know that? I swear, look it up.
Okay.
Well,
was the Woody is bisexual thing real?
No,
I doubt that. When I saw Toy Story 4, there was no like real indication that he was bisexual. I'm not complaining, but. Yeah.
There was absolutely no reason to assume he was bisexual.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not complaining, but
I mean, how could Woody be transgender? I mean, he's a freaking cowboy. Like,
why would cowboys be trans?
No, we're not talking about transgender. We're talking about bisexual.
Oh,
did I say?
Yeah, you said transgender.
Oh, I meant bisexual.
Either one of them goes against the cowboy.
The
cowboy stereotype.
Because cowboys, I mean, they're out there banging broads and all that. They're not really out there banging booty holes. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a Western where a cowboy wearing a cowboy shirt.
This needs to be a kid-friendly
podcast. Pop down there a little bit.
We need more.
I mean, this can't really be a kid-friendly podcast. I mean, if we're talking about...
That was a firecracker.
Oh. What's a firecracker doing in here?
I got excited.
Sounds like you're peeing.
It honestly does, but he's just pouring water into a soda can. All right,
I guess we'll end the podcast. End the podcast?
I assume so. Don't just press the button.
All right. Thanks for watching our podcast, and
we don't have a name yet.
But we don't have a name, but if you're watching this, give us a name. We'll take it. All right. Good night from me,
Carson,
Brohan,
Connor,
and good night. And why'd you say? All right. Good night. Bye.